A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, April the 5th, 2018. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are paying tribute to the late Winnie Madikizela Mandela. What are your views on the issue?
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And Live Talk goes out.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock p.m.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming, so you can join in the conversation right now by going to our Facebook pages. Log on to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7 so you can join in the conversation.
Today on the Women's Roundtable, we are paying tribute to the late Winnie Madikizela Mandela. What are your views on the issue? She was born on the 26th of September 1936. Winnie Madikizela Mandela was a South African anti-apartheid activist and politician and the ex-wife of Nelson Mandela. She served as a member of Parliament from 1994 to 2003 and from 2009 until her death. She was a deputy minister from 1994 to 1996. She was a member of the African National Congress political party. She served on the ANC's National Executive Committee and headed its Women's League. Madikizela Mandela was known to her supporters as the mother of the nation.
And Madikizela Mandela married anti-apartheid activist Nelson Mandela in 1958. They remained married for 38 years and had two children together. In 1963, after Mandela was in prison, she became the public face during the 27 years he spent in jail. During that period, she rose to prominence within the domestic anti-apartheid movement. Nelson Mandela was released from prison on 11 February 1990, and the couple separated in 1992. Their divorce was finalized in 1996. But we're actually lucky we have an in-studio guest who can perhaps give us a peek and a feel of what is going on in South Africa. Would like to introduce Heidi Adams Fitzpatrick, a producer reporter with VOA's English to Africa. Welcome to our program.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. Thank you for having me.
You know, the whole world is beaming in on South Africa right now. What do you think Winnie Madikizela Mandela will be remembered for?
You know, as a South African now living in the United States, I've really been watching this very closely, watching the conversations very closely. And, you know, there are these two competing narratives about who Winnie Madikizela Mandela was and what she meant, what she symbolized, mm-hmm. and to whom. And it all depends on who you speak to. You know, just looking at the reaction on social media, you're already seeing everything from, you know, determined liberation hero to flawed anti-apartheid activist to criminal to fraudster mm-hmm. to murderer. Mm-hmm. You know, and her death has really opened very old wounds again. Every time an anti-apartheid hero dies, mm-hmm. It does open this, that South Africa still has these racial undertones and that the wounds of apartheid are still very, very raw inside mm-hmm. the country. A lot of people, you know, have come to her defense because there's the Winnie we saw post-1994 that the yeah. whole of South Africa was able to see. And then there was the Winnie that a lot of people who were in the movement, mm-hmm. Black South Africans knew, understood. She stood for something completely different for them. You know, her death has really brought back all these memories. Many will argue that if Winnie Mandela had violent leanings, mm-hmm. it was because the apartheid system made her that way. She herself said that she, when she was imprisoned in 1969 for 18 months, she was mm-hmm. tortured, she was brutalized in that time, and she herself had said that time changed her because she started believing in what she says was the language of violence, mm-hmm. and she understood that this system of apartheid is so brutal that the only way to fight it is to fight it with the same brutality and the same violence that she says had been unleashed on her and had been unleashed on black South Africans. Mm-hmm. So you will find these two competing narratives about her, but more so than not, everyone in South Africa owes a great debt to Winnie Madikizela-Mandela, whether they like it or not, whether they understand it mm-hmm. or not, whether they want to acknowledge it or not.
And looking at those two narratives, which one would you say seems to weigh more, the merits and the controversies?
I think, you know, if I'm to look from my personal experience, mm-hmm. growing up under apartheid, never before had we seen, as a young girl, growing up a girl of color, never before had we seen a black woman stand up mm-hmm. to a white police officer. And I always remember Winnie Mandela for three words, "Don't touch me."
What does that mean to you, being a young girl?
For us, this was just wow, because those are the things that are unheard of.
Yes,
many people feared, and that was where she said what she liked. Mm-hmm. She was determined. And just imagine in a time when people were craving and were hungry for black heroes, because our black heroes were being tortured, they were yes. being imprisoned. Winnie Mandela was that face, not just internationally, of what it is you stand up for what you believe in, mm-hmm. and you are willing to die for what you believe in. Those were the powerful messages that people like me, that we understood from it. But then there were people who never saw that side mm-hmm. of it, because the apartheid system made sure that that anti-apartheid heroes were never praised and honored in that way, who only saw the Winnie who was then mired in controversy in 1994.
Yes, but, and of course, even within the ANC itself, we see that there were some who were critical of her, right. of her behavior, and some who still say she's the hero. But now everyone seemed to be speaking with one voice now that she's late.
Yes, I think in the leadership, mm-hmm. Certainly inside the ANC leadership, yes, people certainly, you know, Winnie was never short of controversy. She was always mired in that controversy. And she felt often a sense of betrayal, too. I think she did feel a sense of betrayal and a sense of regret and remorse that she never did become the first lady of South Africa. Mm. But also there was also the sense of betrayal when people criticized her and when people accused her, especially around the death of Stompie Sepe.
Yes.
That was something where she probably had expected her comrades to come to her defense. And increasingly over the years, one of the vivid pictures I remember was when there was a big ANC gathering and she had come up to the stage and, you know, the room fell silent, not didn't fall silent, but the room erupted in you know, ululation and praise for her, as it would mm-hmm. when any Mandela walks in.
Yeah.
She went up to the stage and she was greeting all the everyone on the stage, the dignitaries there. Then President Thabo Mbeki was sitting there as well. She came and she wanted to kiss him on the cheek and he pushed
yes,
her away.
I saw
think
that.
You guys remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. They kept playing it on and on.
Right, well, that was probably one of those moments where one could really see that maybe Winnie Mandela wasn't as celebrated, wasn't as loved as maybe she would have thought she deserved to be or would have liked. There was this many dimensions to her. But what history, what character in history, what mm-hmm. great person in history is ever without their flaws?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Also, what we've seen coming out of her mourning is we've seen the opposition joining in with ANC to mourn her at her house.
Right.
What image does that portray to, or what message is it giving to the South African people?
I think that there is a message of recognition mm-hmm. That, you know, the Mandela name carries great weight, but there is recognition to the fact that she fought the good fight.
Mm-hmm.
There are not many people in South Africa who endured what Winnie Mandela endured. And as a woman, we always would see imagery of most of the male fighters,
yes.
of what their torture, there was a lot of emphasis on the torture. Remember, in South Africa, there are three classes of sort of ANC stalwarts. There were those who went into exile.
Yes.
There were those who went to prison. Mm-hmm. And then there were those who were in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
And Winnie Mandela was one of those. She was in the trenches. She was a fighter. She was like, I always see her as a soldier.
Wow.
And she died fighting to a last breath. The last time I saw Winnie Mandela was in 2010 when she was again standing up and fighting for someone, and that was for Caster Semenya, when there was the controversy around Caster Semenya's gender. And again, she said those words that I was telling earlier. Mm-hmm. She stood up and she said, "Don't touch us. Don't touch mm-hmm. us, because we have fought this fight mm-hmm. and we will fight it again."
Wow.
Never shied away from a fight. She was someone who believed that the apartheid system will be brought to its knees. She was right. It was brought to her knees, but they did everything they could to try and bring her to her knees.
Mm-hmm. I was just saying, speaking of the ANC leadership, you were saying there were those stalwarts, and then there were those who were whenever joined the struggle. To emphasize what you are saying now, we covered the story today. The entire ANC executive committee went to the Hesoweto home to pay respects to her family there. And let's just listen to this 60-second audio clip, and you hear what they were saying. We have the Vice President, David Mabuza. We have Fikile Mbalula, also an ANC member, and we have a family member, I think it's Themba Matanzima. There's a mixture of Zulu, of course, and the slogans, but I'm sure most of it will sound familiar. Okay.
We'll have a memorial service, national memorial service. Kamama, Mbizana, Sibulela Kakulu, Kenkaso Elinike Unde, Sibulela Kakulu, Kwintatheli, Nabantu abangadinwayo ukuza apha uzobonakalisa inkaso yabo apha kulomzi.
Umama wethu, ubalilungu elidala le-ANC, imbeko enisinike yona, siyayibulela kakhulu. Nesapoti enisinika zona, siyayisibulela kakhulu. Siyathembisa ukuba sawusebenzisana kude kube ukhathiwe nge-14. Long live the spirit of Comrade Winnie, long live.
Long live.
Amandla. She is the proud bearer of the scars of our liberation. She is the torch bearer of our freedom. Amandla. Amandla.
Right, that was the Deputy President of South Africa, ANC member David Mabuza. And you also heard Fikile Mbalula, and you heard Themba Matanzima. They are paying tribute to Winnie Mandela. Anything sounds familiar?
Yes. Something that sounds familiar is that the reverence that one has. You know, I speak not just as a reporter, but mm-hmm. as someone who has lived that mm-hmm. experience. There is a reverence that we have in South Africa because people have many dimensions to them.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter how flawed an individual is, we pay homage and respect to the people who fought and who lay down their lives for our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I hear those voices, it does bring... It brings a quiet to you, and it makes you remember. Because what people forget sometimes is the little humiliations that mm-hmm. South Africans suffered every day for decades. The humiliations that Winnie Madikizela Mandela suffered every day in this fight. And, you know, she was one of those people. I know today people say this very lightly. The struggle is real. The struggle is, but she believed that back in the before these slogans became famous. You know, she understood that the struggle is never over.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fight for your rights and your freedoms every day. And so, when I hear that these respects being paid to her, it feels solemn. It mm-hmm. feels genuine, and it does bring up a sense of pride.
Yeah, I see you're
like
tearing.
Yes.
And earlier on, Julius Malema also came out and spoke right outside the late Winnie Madikizela Mandela's home. And he actually said he was criticizing the ANC for not celebrating Winnie Mandela when she was still alive, but are now coming out when she's passed. What's your view on that?
Julius Malema had become, after Winnie had experienced, these betrayals that we talk about, people who might seem to have turned her back on her, and I don't know if she's ever really lost popularity, but she just didn't seem to have the same kind of support. But Julius Malema was someone who was very close to her, mm-hmm. And someone that she felt a great affinity for. We always look at the images of her last or of her 80th birthday. Yes. They look like mother and son there. And so she had a great affinity for him and he for her. I think that that is only fitting that someone like that would come to her defense. And, you know, the thing about Julius Malema is sometimes he says things that are true, that people... he's a controversial character, mm-hmm. But sometimes he speaks the truth and the truth that not everybody wants to say. And Winnie Mandela was like that too. She said just what she liked. Mm-hmm. So right. I think in terms of the spirit of Winnie Mandela and honoring her, I kind of find it fitting that he did come to her defense. I think on this level, there might be a lot of truth to it, that she lived too with many regrets and she felt that some people had turned their backs on her.
Okay, and so you do feel that her send-off is befitting? I think it is. Because there's all these stuff lined up for the next 10 days, beginning yesterday. They'll be going to various places in the stadium in Orlando for memorial services, because they believe thousands and thousands of people are going to attend. So is it really befitting her?
I think it is more than befitting that she would have a state funeral. Remember, this is also the centenary of Nelson Mandela's birth. Mm-hmm. So 100 years ago, Nelson Mandela was born. It is so... just imagine this moment that she passes away in that very same year. So this is also an opportunity to really celebrate the Mandela legacy, of which she was a great part. Mm-hmm. I think... Yes, it is befitting that Winnie Madikizela Mandela gets a state funeral. Mm-hmm. She kept the struggle alive, and she was the face of the struggle. I think she ticks all those boxes, and I think you will find South Africans complaining about that.
You mentioned that you were actually in the same room with her. Yes. At one of the assignments that you went to. What was that like for you as a young reporter, young woman?
I was surprised to see her there, because mm-hmm. we had actually waited for Caster Semenya to return from Europe. This was at the height of mm-hmm. the whole controversy around her gender. Mm-hmm. It was her first time coming back. South Africans were rallying. Julius Malema, too, were rallying around her. And I had actually gone there to interview Julius Malema on this issue. When we got there, we got word that Winnie Madikizela Mandela was in the room. And I hadn't seen her in public in this way in mm-hmm. a while before that. But again, the moment she stood up, I mean, Caster Semenya didn't speak a word that mm-hmm. day in that press conference. She didn't have to. Winnie Madikizela Mandela stood up, and she was sending a message to the world. And again, you know, when Winnie Mandela speaks, people listen. Mm-hmm. She used that stage, she used that clout, just as she had for most of her life, to fight for people whose voices are not being heard. And in true form, she stood up. And she reminded everyone that she's not new to a fight, and she will show up for it.
And also on a lighter note, I've seen Hollywood actors have been coming out and posting pictures. I saw Laila Ali, I saw Tyrese Gibson posting pictures of them with Mama Mandela.
Right.
How revered was she by, you know, the pop culture and Hollywood?
Again, it was the Mandela name, for sure. Many stories and many movies are out about Nelson Mandela's life and about her and Nelson Mandela's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was always this controversy inside South Africa, too, about who gets to play Winnie Madikizela Mandela.
Mm-hmm.
Should it be this, but should it be that? And why is Hollywood, could they not hire a local actor to portray Winnie? Because they believe that's how it's... Fact of the matter is, you know, that's something you can... That's a woman you cannot remake. you always fall short. Mm-hmm. But I think she was very, very well known. And even Congresswoman Maxine Waters here, even in the political circles here in Washington,
mm-hmm.
The Congresswoman had tweeted earlier during the week saying she has very fond memories of working with Winnie Madikizela Mandela, mm-hmm. who she called her friend, and said that, you know, we worked together to help end apartheid. We worked together to help secure the release of Nelson Mandela. So she worked tirelessly for that, and she worked with whoever she had to mm-hmm. and whoever was willing to join this fight to free Nelson Mandela and help end apartheid. But she led the fight.
Thank you very much. I don't know if you have any more questions.
No, I think we've exhausted the topic, but it's inexhaustible. We could talk for hours.
No, but before you go, I'd like you to tell us again that famous phrase that she used to use that you told me about. You know, whenever she came on TV or whenever she spoke about the fight, you said she always used to say, don't
don't touch me. She always said, do not touch us.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have fought this fight and we're not afraid to do it again.
Mm. Thank you very much. We are now going with Star. We can go into our own languages now.
Well, that was that was our guest, Heidi Adams Fitzpatrick. She's a producer and a reporter with VOA's English to Africa.
In fact, maybe start before we let Heidi go. We have a video of one lady, a South African, who was here on a fellowship in Washington, and then not yet, because I wanted to just play it so we could anyway go.
Right. We are also looking at reports of a shrinking political space for women, with some who are aspiring for political office and those already in such positions saying there are still many barriers that deter women from active participation in politics, that is, in Zimbabwe. This is a situation that the late Winnie Madikizela Mandela herself had to face during her rise. What are your views on the issue? Kulabo-ke abasanda ukusixhuma kathethi besixoxa lapha lo munyade esethekile lapha uHeidi Fitzpatrick, yena ke wake wahlala eSouth Africa, ngakho ubesixoxela ukuthi uzwa njani ngokubhubha kukankosikazi Winnie Mandela ngokutshona kwakhe. Ngakho ubesitshela ukuthi hayi, wayengumuntu wayelwela impela amalungelo abantu abansundu kusasengumbuso wabamhlophe wabancindezela. Kodwa uthi yena wayekhulume ngesabi, ebatshela waza wanika umzekeliso wokuthi watshela elinye ipolisa elimhlophe ukuthi hayi, ungangithinti mina, uyeke lama laphana ipolisa abaningi liyake liwubona umfanekiso wakhona ukuthi wayengani kasakwazi ukuthi ayenzeni. Kodwa kuningi ubekhuluma njalo ukuthi bakhona abanye abathi wayengalunganga kangako, ngoba kulezinye izehlakalo ezikhomba ukuthi laye wake wephula amalungelo oluntu, njengalokho kuthiwa wathumba njalo mhlawumbe wabulala osakhulayo uStompie Seipei. Babe sithi wayekwenza ke lokhu le Mandela Football Club, lanxa nje yena kwakufanele kube liqembu elilwela amalungelo oluntu. Kodwa abanye bathi kukhona kwenye abasebekwenza ke, yikho lokho ade esitshela ngakho ke uma Fitzpatrick lapha, yena owake wabona abake ukuthi kwakusenzakalani South Africa. Njalo ke sizwile ke amazwi kamsekeli kamongameli umnumzana David Mabuza, sezwa la manye amalunga ANC ufikile Mbalula, kanye lelunga lemuli kamufi uThemba Mathanzima ebabonga ukuthi babuyile Soweto ukuthi bezobabona. Kodwa sikhumbule njalo ukuthi asoze sikhulume ngoWinnie Mandela kuphela, sikhuluma njalo ngabesifazana beZimbabwe, labo ukuthi bona labo bakhala ngokuthi abazuzi amalungelo ukuthi bancintise labo kukhetho kumbe ezikhundleni eziphezulu, ngenxa yokuthi obaba basuka bethathe lezi zikhundla eziningi. Njalo lokho kuthiwa yikho umufi unkosikazi Winnie Madikizela Mandela laye walwisana lakho ukuthi aze enelise ukuthi athathe isikhundla esiphezulu. Ukusenjalo ukuthi sizwe ukuthi abesifazana bona sizalalela kamazi ukuthi bathini bona abesifazana ngokuthi abazuzi amathuba anjengalawo abesilisa ukuthi labo bencintise ukukhetho kule mzekeliso eminingi ole ndlebe sokuza uzasizwela.
Ufu rwamai Winnie Mandela kwandiri runorwadza, uye zvorune chitarudzo chakakura cherwendo rwakaenda madzimai panguva dzavairwira rusununguko rwenyika dzavo. Winnie Mandela anonditaridza kuti iye mukadzi anga akasimba, mukadzi aizvininipisa, mukadzi aida kusunungura vanhu vemuSouth Africa. Asi chinondirwadza chinhu chimwe chete, chekuti Winnie Mandela haana kupiwa chiremekedzo chaaifanirwa kunge achiwana ari mupenyu. Izvi zvinoitika kuvanhu vevakadzi vese, ende zvinhu zvinorwadza. Ndinoshushikana nazvo kuti ruremekedzo rwaari kupuwa zuva ranhasi ruremekedzo rwaifanirwa kunge akapiwa nguwa yakapera hondo kana muchiona ANC nezviri kuitika zuva ranhasi zviri kutaridza zvega kuti ANC anga ari Winnie Mandela. Mandela anga aripo pakutsigirwa na Winnie Mandela. Saka zvinorwadza kuti vanhu veANC havana kupa ruremekedzo rwakakodzera kuna Winnie pamabasa ese avakaita. Muchiona ndakatarisana nezviri kubuda pachivhitivhiti, ndinoona kuti iye zvinezvi varume nevarume vari kumirizuka vachitaura kunaka kwaWinnie Mandela afa. Asi achiri mupenyu havana kukwanisa kupawo mugove wanga wakaremekedzika kwaari. Asi zvamunoona zvinoitika pamadzimai ndezvekuti havabudiriri. Nguva yavanenge vachinzi vanoda kunzi vabudirire, varume vanoona vanomira pamberi vakutaura huipi hwemunhu, havachaona zvakanaka zvaanoita kuitira kuti vamushayise mukana wekuti anga achitungamira. Naizvozvo vakamushayisa mukana waifanhwa kunge ainawo Winnie Mandela.
Pari zvino tichiri kuzoti tenge, asi mutsika dzedu sevanhu nemukusimbisana nerudo rwatiri sevanhu vezvizvarwa zvemuAfrica uye vanhu vanoshandawo nenyika dzakatipoteredza, urongwa hwatiri kushuvira kuti hune hunokwanisa kuendeka. Nekuti isusumu kana tikasanganawo nezvatinosangana nazvo, tine donho rakaita seSouth Africa rinouyawo richitibatsira munyaya dzakasiyana siyana. Saka chitsvangiro chiri kwatiri kuti mukukoshesa tsika dzedu, mukukoshesa zvitendero zvedu, mukukoshesawo basa redu rehunhu hwedu sevanhu, zvakakosha kuti pavewo nevachainga vakamiriravo hurumende, vakamirirawo zvizvarwa zvedu zvenyika yedu yeZimbabwe kuti vaendewo kunyika yeSouth Africa savavatidzani vedu vanovawo tione kuti amai vakadzikwawo zvakanaka murudo nemururemekedzo.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa mazwi anga ari kubva kuna amai Margaret Dongo vachitaura ivo maonero avo ekushaya kwaamai Winnie Madikizela Mandela. Tanzwazve kubva kuna amai Sali Dura Ncube vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti sangano ravo reWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe nemamwe masangano vari kushuvira kuti vaende kunoona kuradzikwa kwaamai Winnie Madikizela Mandela. Tomboenda kune mumwe chizvarwa chekuSouth Africa chechidiki changa chiri imo muno muWashington chinotaura kuti icho chakanzwa mazwi waya ekuti amai Winnie Mandela vakange vashaya kusvika akarwadzikana chaizvo. Regai timboenda kwaari.
My name is Noloyiso Mtemu. I'm a journalist with Weekend Argus in Cape Town, South Africa.
You're here on a fellowship at a time when we've just heard of the passing away of amai Winnie Madikizela Mandela. When did you hear the news and what was your reaction?
I was in a conference actually when a friend of mine sent me a message, and it was a shock. We'd known that she was unwell for a couple of weeks now, but it was still a shock to hear that she had passed. She was such a great icon. She stood for freedom, she stood for unity amongst the people. But most of all, she was a great leader. She was a brilliant woman leader, and on issues of democracy, on issues of freedom in our country. So it's a great loss. I feel a great loss, and as soon as I get home, I'll join with the rest of the nation in mourning.
Tell us a little bit about what you think she will be remembered for.
You know, she was such a people's person. Actually, where she was born in Bizana, Eastern Cape, I'm also from that area. She would be remembered definitely for her leadership skills. When she was younger, she was quite radical, and that marked her style of leadership. And growing older, she was this well of knowledge and wisdom. She was a mother of the nation, and it's really sad that she's gone.
But also, if I may come in there, she was not without controversy. She had a lot of controversy,
yes,
following her. How do you think her legacy will look at, you know, some of those controversies
Well, she was a politician, and a great politician, I might add. Yes, there were times when her name was, you know, mingled in controversy, but what stands out even beyond that controversy is the way is her role in bringing about freedom in our country, and that is what I'll personally remember her for.
You're a young woman yourself. Do young women appreciate the women that have fought the battles, you know, like ahead of them?
Absolutely.
Who carried, you know, yes, the brunt of apartheid and other isms in South Africa?
Yes. Women like Winnie Madikizela Mandela have passed on the baton onto the next generation. She would probably be a grandmother to me. She has definitely paved the way, and as another generation of women, we have been inspired. I personally have been inspired by her.
And what's your last word?
I will remember you, Ulale Ngoxolo Mangutya. Another generation of women,
We heard there from a young South African woman who was visiting Washington. Over to you, sir.
Yes, Nzwile Ntombazana de Colombe City, Alale Ngoxolo, Nkosikazi Madikizela Mandela. Ngengalithembisa ukuthi sizakuzwa ukuthi abesifazana beZimbabwe bebesithini ngokuthi bona bayaswela amathuba alingana lawo abesilisa ukuthi bencintise. Bagoqela unkosikazi Priscilla Msiya Irambi Mshonga, bagoqela unkosikazi Lucia Mativenga labanye.
Nxa selisiya entweni lezi zokukhethwa, kulapho elibona khona ukuthi omama bahlukuluzwa njani. Bahlukuluzwa ngoba kula madoda akhona kuma-political parties vele angafuni umama. Yinto esimele siyazi yona le. Secondly, sibona ukuthi omama bangena kuzinto zembangazo lezi through political parties. Ama-political parties yilikhaya langikhona elilungisa ukuthi umuntu kusethwa singena susentini lezi zokubusa lezi. Ama-political parties nxa singawakhangelanga ukuthi ame njani, akula lutho luzakwenzakala. Ngoba ama-independent candidates malutshwane. Manxa ama-political parties engafuni omama, ehlukuluza omama, singakhangelisisanga ukuthi vele wona ama-political parties ayini, sizabona ukuthi omama vele abasoze basuza indawo.
Besingakhangeleli ukuthi kuzangenela ukuhlukuluza okusuka kube ne-violence engaka. So kusidanisele kakhulu. Besikhangelele ukuthi ukhuphe laye usekhwele wakhwela waya phezulu lapha angafika khona ukuthi athathe isikhundla sokukhokhela, but sesibona how sebemjikijela ngamatshe futhi yena sezafika. Sesibona be amadoda ayam attack, so asoze sibavumele.
Nxa iprovinsi eyodinga thi kulama-candidates angu-80 something, mbona ngani vele khonapho vele ngenye indlela kuyabe sokusenziwa izinto zefeva.
Amathuba okuthi omama bephatheke kakhulu kwezombangazwe aya ishabalala, njalo kusenziwayo ukuthi vele i-government yethu isihle yasetha ipace yokutshengisa ukuthi omama ngeke belide kwezepolitiki ngendlela ebalulekileyo kangaka. Ungakhangela vele indlela i-cabinet eyasethwa ngayo, isihle yakubalulekisa ukuthi thina omama asonto eqakathekileyo endabeni zezombangazwe. Nto kanti-ke thina esikufisayo ukuthi omama kabanikwe amathuba alinganayo, njalo i-leadership yabo ikhanye ukuthi they are leading ngendlela emangalisayo, ayikhona ukuthi bebe befakwa kuma-situations lana ukumanipulatwa. Ikho esingakufuniyo khona lokho.
Ye, labo ngabesifazane abatshiyeneyo abebecubungula udaba lokuthi bona batholi amathuba alingana lawo abesilisa ukuthi bencintise ukhetho kumbe bephathe ezinye izikhundla eziqakathekileyo kwezombusazwe. Banike umzekeliso kankosazana Thokozani Khuphe ukuthi bathi bona wakhutshwa ngokungalunganga, wathathelwa isikhundla sokukhokhela ibandla le-MDCT. Yena kufanele ukuthi kube nguye ngesisekelo sombuso, kodwa ngoba engowesifazana bamenze njalo. Marvelous, what they were saying is that they are bemoaning the political space for mm-hmm. women. They are saying the men take all the top posts, and they gave the example of what's been on the news for the past few months.
Yes.
The case of MTCT Vice President Tozani Kupi, that she was elbowed out of leading the MTCT by men.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what was they were saying.
Nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai, tanga tiri kutarisa mabasa akaitwa naamai Winnie Madikizela Mandela, uyezve tiri kutarisa zvipingaidzo zviri kutariswa nemadzimai anoda kupinda mune zvematongerwo enyika. Regai timboenda kune mamwe madzimai vanga vari kutaura ivo zvavari kusangana nazvo zvinoita kuti vasazoda kupinda munyaya idzodzi dzematongerwo enyika.
Inyaya inoitika ndiyo kuti vanhu vanotarisa kumashure. Totarisa kuti kune mamwe madzimai akati tangira mberi. Chii chavakasangana nacho ndepapi pavazova kubvira kune vakaenda kuhondo vacho kusvika kune vatanga tati vakatibatirawo matomo. Kusvika tichitarisa even mugovernment positions chaimo chaimo. Maministri ane musoro havapiwi asi vanhu vanotambura vanhukadzi. Saka izvozvo zvega zvakatokwana kuti zviitaure kuna vamwe kuti toenda here uku kana kuti torega. Tozotarisa nyaya yemhirizhonga. Mazita aunoti ukapiwa. Kana ukangoenda kumusoro inyaya yesociety yedu ndatingati kaucha yekungozviudza kuti ai madzimai ndiye kukitchen ukaona adai so azongwarisa azodai
vanhukadzi vari mune zvematongero enyika vakasimba vane nguva vachingorwiswa mumapato akasiyana siyana pane zvetingati chirungu anonzi maexcuse ari kushandiswa zvomboita kunge ndezverudzi asi zvozoita kunge ndezvezera asi tikazviongorora inyaya yekuti vanhukadzi vari kurwiswa vari kukamurwa vachibviswa vachihwandwa kuseri kweminwe iyoyo yerudzi kana yezera kana yekuti haakungori kungokwikwidzana mumapato dai tatingwarei tachanda pamwe chete taunotengetesei kuti kuti mukana takaigadzira iripo yekuti mubumbiro titore 50% hatizotori 50% kana tichimhanya tichindopondana pakakona tichirega mumwe kwese iripo nzvimbo hatitore idzodzo tinoti tingaite sei
usati waapplya semudzimai kune mari dzinodikanwa vakadzi vanenge vasina mari then kuumba uku tinowanika futi vana baba madzimai aya vana baba kumba vane maproblems yekuti vana baba angabvumidza mukadzi kuti enda hakunoita mp iwo vachisara vari kumba baba vanotozongoona ungati iwo vanofila threatened saka ndo maissues ari kunetsa madzimai even shoro nemayouth vasikana tiri kuwanikwa vasikana navo vane maproblems angangofanana needu madzimai pari kunzi 20% yemayouth tiri kungowanikwa vari vakomana vega vasikana hapana
Tiri kunzwa apo kubva kune mamwe madzimai vari kutaura ivo kuti vanoda kupinda mune zvematongerwo enyika asi zvipingamidzo zvavari kusangana nazvo zvakati wandei. Toda kuchingamidza zvevese vari pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA show na tiri kuona tina Lovette Chiomadzi ari kuti the best African women politician ever. Tiri kuona zvetina tinaye Runesu ari kuti watching from Pretoria Mpo Mulambo ari kuti iye ndeipi ikoko kwamuri David Buonda Maraka anzitse from Malawi ndiri kuno kuLilongwe Joyce Mahumbwe ari kuti iye ndiri pano pachirongwa Zvanai Peter Manunure ari kuti ndapindawo ndiri kuno kwaMurambinda kuBohera Kane Gwatiringa hanzi makadi ikoko kwamuri Kathy Mars ari kuti tasvika William Mawire hanzi ndamhara ndiri pano pachirongwa Tikti Kwaka ari kuti tauyawo tinokumbira kuti kana muri kuda kupinda pachirongwa chedu ibvai manyora namba dzenyu ipo pano muchitaurawo zvamuri kuona zviri kuitika nyanya panyaya dzekuti idzo madzimai vakawanda vari kutadza kupinda kumune nyaya idzodzi dzematongerwo enyika vamwe vari kuti mari dzacho dzinodiwa kuti uwane kuchizokampena nezvimwewo dzinotinetsei. I was just there start looking at you know what some of the issues are saying. You were articulating earlier on you know sharing views of women who want to enter into politics. They're mm-hmm. literally saying the same thing, that it's not a level playing field when women want to enter in. You're also looking at the finances of campaigning. They are saying they don't have the finances.
Yes, and speaking of which, we have Lucia Mativenga. She leads one of the PDP party. She's one of the people who has spoken strongly about this. Even in one of those bites, it was there that she said the women are being elbowed out of the political scene.
Mm-hmm.
Siya kwamukela kuhlelo nkosikazi Matibeng.
Ah, tukunzwa kuti tina honorable Jesse Majome veHarare West makadi yenyu. Aiwa tokuchingamidza ipachirongwa. Tanga tiri kuteerera isu madzimai vachichema chema vachitaura ivo kuti kuti upinde munyaya idzodzi dzematongerwo enyika zviri kuti netsei uyezve tambenge tichitarisa zvedu upenyu nenhoroondo yeupenyu hwaamai Winnie Madikizela Mandela. Munogona kupinda yenyu muchingotaura nezviviri izvozvi kuti imi semadzimai ari imomo munyaya dzematongerwo enyika muri kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi?
Kura pati kamu che pakati ni pakati. Izi zuriku nesa chesho, shine naro. Uyeze, makura chikure hapa. Nanga sati sambe chesho, ne bora ilo re. Semuno Mzimbabwe, kwa nisa kuchitire, ne indelele mkema. Renya so taura, kwenye so simida kuchi. Uwevele la nisikiri kuchi, gaka wene mkana ya kenza na nirio mzazo. Asi, jadaro, kani makure, aninga nukura, anushika kumakure mbasani. Hara ni mbiro ili. Asi tukuto teza. Jizokera kumashure. Mbiro ili asu teze la. Ani zungo chumoto waza kia nishukucha kuwa nukani. Kuti jisai tike ili. Zaka endi nyonga usuo shakari. Nikufa kwa itfana. Maiwi ni nyonga Mandela. Matikizo la Mandela. Nikuti upenyu wago unora tiza. Upenyu wa munu kazi. Waka woma. Mitoro inotakuwa ni munu kazi, mikuru. Wanuika, uye wakazi watu, ilo nukumai Mandela, angwari mtunga mire mkuru chai, uwe mtigate uondo yekuru mira. South Africa kutinge jisimunguka. Wakitakuwa, waka tanga, andi wakiri mwana mbili kitaizo, wabarazo, wakaroro, wani mrume, kanga aripa mberi pazo, waka sara, wakalaki gara, penyu wakati wa mwinda kaya ita rumbora kana gali kupaka chera kubakwa wa edara kuna zilakazi kutu kutu kwa hivara rama upenyu sayi murumu achifungo wa iwa wakara ni muri niwana waki waka tari sana ni uja nirini wa ito uraya waka sara waka wana shaka wanda waka omero wame upenyu sayo asiki wana mungu wachungo wati munu kazi hainga chungo ungoro wachungo upenyu nguru wachungo azo bae azo chaza azo li achisikwa pachichero chini chaka umarara jai zaano kona chishoma kutuzunya kupendu asibasa rame ita rakarema ambo famba jitaga kuti naenda zuru mbindo sa hizi zungo tinduwati mwayao uwele mburu kare uye zisho wanga wachiri uira shese zika ulira uye zhe gazi ya upenyo wawo eka uchere chiza kuti uratize ushindo wa nukazi nukukosha kwa wata ita ni zavano unza omu ushinda nilisi kande tireme chizo wa nukazi kwa kuzi chite kuti chitawa omire shakanyani.
Maybe Honorable Jesse Majome, if you can just tell us, you know, we've been hearing women complaining that, you know, it's very difficult to enter into politics. The space is very limited, and most women who are in leadership positions in some of these political parties are being elbowed out. What's your view?
That is a sad fact of the matter. It is true. That space is very fiercely contested. Women are, there are barriers to entry. To just get into that arena is a tall order. But we must get in there. We must not be daunted. The barriers are, I can list them, they are political even. The very idea that a woman can lead and should be in a political space is still a controversial issue for some reason. There's a stigma that even comes with political participation. Women who are bold enough and courageous enough to take the leadership mantle are labeled all sorts of things. It's just say that it's not a woman's place. And then once you get in there, staying in there is a problem. It's like, you know, it's like there's always a tendency to push you out. And your progress in there is also expected to be, you know, women said even if they make it into that arena, we're still expected to play those same domestic roles where we must support men to and cheer them on and clean up for them and, you know, and make life comfortable for them. While it's forgotten that we are also leaders in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And when so what then happens is that in that arena, women, it's very difficult for women to be taken seriously and to be given credit for what they do. A lot of the time, what we do, I have had this experience a lot, that you work very hard and you achieve, I mean, some very good work, but it's usually attributed to men. And then if you are in there, it's discredited, and when a man then says something, you are credited. But then also, then women are then used also to attack each other. It happens a lot. They're used as those bowling balls that you take to hit another ball. It happens a lot because women are, and, you know, patriarchy gangs up and makes women feel that they must fight each other so that they are distracted from fighting the system that makes them losers. And then sadly, what then happens is that, and I want to speak also about a particular kind of woman in politics. There are women are just not really that welcome because women are not in positions where they lead. It's very hard to lead. But there are attacks, there are stereotypes. Women in politics sometimes are, you know, you can't do wrong or right. Because I look at like in the Parliament of Zimbabwe, women are derided a lot. And they said, women, they just sit there, they warm the benches, they don't do anything. They don't have what people call capacity. But those women, even if they're not very educated, some of them, there's a lot in them that has propelled them to reach where they are. And there's a lot in them that just, you know, they're not there by accident. But then the ones who are educated are also under attack. There's a vicious attack because I think women are not expected to be educated and articulate. And once they're in that space, they are also labeled all sorts of things. They are maligned, they are ignored, they are demoted, they are kicked out, and usually against each other. So, and they continue this stigma that all women in politics they're ignorant, they have no capacity, and so on. But when the women get in who are educated and experienced and they have skills, they are also sort of not welcome, they are threatened, they are underrated. So, it's a battle, and in all this, as women, I think it's a call to action. We must not lose sight of the fact that we are entitled to those spaces in equal measure. They are ours. They belong to us. They always have belonged to us. Men are not giving them to us. And when we are in there, that we must keep our eye on the bigger picture. Let us refuse to be used to fight each other and instead fight to get more space so that, because there's a space for all of us, and like the young women in particular, I worry that they're particularly hoodwinked sometimes into believing that they must get in there and torpedo the older women so that they can occupy that space. But what I say to them is that, look, they must never even forget that. It's not very clever, I'm afraid, because they are women first and foremost, and they'll always be women. Youth and being young is a very temporary thing. It's ephemeral. It's like a Jew. It's going to go away one day, and there will always be women, and that will also happen. So if we do not fight to get space for all women and respect other women, what we think we might be doing today because we think we're young and they are fighting, well, sorry to say.
Thank you so much, Honorable. If you may please stay on the line, over to you, sir.
Yes, Sibonge Unkosazana Chesi Majome, Ilunga leDalele Parliamente. Ube chizelela khona kwade sikutsho ukhulume amazwi amaningi kodwa isifingo ukuthi uthi abesifazana bancindezelwa abala mathuba afanayo dlaba besilisa nxa bengena ezikhundleni eziphezulu njalo bona basetshenziswa ukuthi kube yibo abaphakamisa obaba ngendlela eziningi baphinde bexegwe njalo becine besilwa bodwa obaba kube yibo abanqobayo kusenjalo ke silomnye umhlonishwa wethu ecingweni uNkosazana Lwazi Sibanda. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo masibanda.
Yebo, yes. Kunjani sithandekile?
Hayi, siyaphila. Ngabona uyaluzwa udaba olusegudwini lapha. Ungangezelela wakho amazwi. Uyakuvuma yini la ukuthi ngempela abesifazana bayancindezelwa kwezombusazwe?
Liqinise, sekuqinisile uHonorable Jesse Majomo ukuthi abesifazana sincindezelwe ikakhulu kakhulu sibe ngabobaba. Kunjenge singomama, umnxa umama omunye engasukumethi wena ufuna iposition engilisana lomuntu ongubaba uzathola ukuthina futhi nomama siyakhalisa kundezela thina omama yizizwe sasise njani sasa support kwanomunye umama ngenxa yokuthi obaba ngabantu vele abathezi belezi imali zabo ezikhwameni bahamba bethenga abanye umama ukuthi bewise omunye umama kungaloko sikuli kumqotho ukuthi omama sezindizelwa ngabobaba.
Yes, nazelele njalo ukuthi kwabanye sike saxoxa labo unkosikazi Mathibenga lamhla uke wapha umzekeliso kodaba luka nkosazana Thokozani Khuphi bathi layo wakhutshwa ngendlela engafanelanga yena kungeyofanele ukukhokhela njalo siyayisizwe lawe uxoxa ngakho lokho kabanzi ungasitshela ukuthi umbono wakho kathesi uminga.
Khona singathi ngathi sikulandelele kahle kahle ukuthi ngiqale ku-constitution kwakumele uThokozani Khuphi ebe nguye okumele abe ngu-ekthaya ngithi esesiya kuba le-Congress kodwa-ke awusahambanga njalo kwathi na kuhambe ngezinye iy'ndlela ezenza ukuthi uKhuphi egcina engasayenzanga okwakufanele akwenze ku-constitution khona lapho.
Yes, sibonile njalo ngikubambe umlomo khonapho njengoba abaningi sebayizwa leyo ndaba kodwa sibonile izolo uxhaso alunikwe ngabanye abesifazane ubona ingani lanxa esithu sephumile kwaba sesisetshiyane lalabana abanye ulokhe losekelo oluningi yini kumbe abaningi bazagijimela ngale kumnumzana Chamisa ngoba mhlawumbe engowesilisa.
Khona lapho ningasingathi siyakukhangela omama abaningi sibili bathi bazamxhasa uThokozani Khuphi ngokwendlela khona abakubulawayo noma ngaziyo kuthi emnamzeke eTholotsho abantu abaningi bathi bazaxhasa umuntu ongumama beke bebona ukuthi kade umuntu ongumama yena ubusa njani ngoba umuntu ongumama ulesihlelo njalo umuntu ongumama umuntu wathola umuntu 9 months uyayazi indlala ukubana injani kukanti obaba ngoba abantu bathi kunqaba ngangena ezikhundleni beqalise ukuba lawo mama abaningi neyi bangasanakazeli bangasanaki emakhaya abo ukuthi kambe emakhaya lemuli labantwana uyasegcina esiba lemuli eningi enye emaceleni la kodwa ke umuntu ongumama ulaka ukuthi ebe lesihlelo ebe lozwelo lokuba nabakithi nami ngingumama ngiyakwazi ukukhela kangakana nxa umntwana engadlanga.
Ye kodwa silomlaleli lapha ecingweni ingathathi umlaleli ungaqala ungichazisele ukuthi manje amanani-ke nxa abantu kungukuthi abetsholotsho kumbe abelupane kumbe abenkayi bathi ngempela sizamvotela unkosazana Thokozani Khuphi kodwa thina nxa lina likhangele isihlalo sombuso libone zasifinyelela yini kumbe singathi isitha ngubani ngababusayo kathesi kumbe ngabesilisa ukukhupha ibandla lezanu PF elalikutsho lina abe-MDC ngamazwenu kumbe ukulwisana lalaba asebethethe isikhundla umnumzana Chamisa labani
ebutheni uzabusa ilizwe lapho othenekile angake ngitsha kithi ngoba isiwe yedwa silo contestayo baningi abantu abameleyo abafuna ukuthi be-contesta kithi lapho angeke ngitsho njalo ukuthi kathe sinaniphawula ukuthi unkosazana Thokozani Khuphi uzabusa ilizwe lonke angeke ngitsho ngoba amakhosi omhlaba abekwa ngunkulunkulu uNkulunkulu yena ngiyokwazi ukuthi umbali ozathatha ozabutha leli lizwe
manje kuncedane ukuthi elinye inani liye ngapha nxa lingasoze liqedise ukuthi ibandla leni lingene embusweni.
Anti yabona athembekile into uSipho laba khona wasekwaba ngakungabi lokuzwisisana phakathi kwabo inkokheli umnumzana uNeso Chamisa laye umama uThokozani Khuphi alibana ngoba lokuzwisisela phakathi nakwabo i-MDC vele automatically ilithatha umbuso encine noma khapho esisakusasenje amathuba phela asesekhona ingokukhonzisa ngahamba bangasebengakhulumisana futhi njalo.
Ye hayi kulungile ungabe ubambe khonapho nizabuya njalo senzwa kubuza ukuthi yikunyundiselana yini kumbe kulandela isisekelo sombuso ngizwa njalo ukuthi silomlaleli lapha ecingweni umamoyo siyakwamukela kuhlelo mamoyo.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Ndisi sishila mamoyo re makadiko.
Tiripo makadiyo.
Aiwa, okay. Tiri wadishe limuri kuinzwa iri mudandaro inyaya tipe wofungwa dzenyu.
Eish, nyaya iri mudandaro iyi. Masi chandino wala zangu kutaura nije kuti kana tiri panguwa kutasana like nima elections atada kutasana nao azidi kuti tiwe tinetwa makakatana zvinhu zvinoda kuti tibatane tichiona kuti ndezvipi zviri kubudirira tichiona tibatsirana tichipanana pfungwa
Tina Honorable Jesse Majome vari pano panhare kana muri kudawo zvamukade kuvabvunza tinogona kuti mutaure navo mumbonzwawo ivo semadzinai kuti zvii zvavakaronga muku munyaya dzesarudzo dziri kuuya idzi. Honorable Majome. Hello.
Ongundiri pano.
Taurai nemumwe mutereri wedare pano Shila Mamoyo uyu. Shila taura hakona Honorable.
Honorable, tinokumbira kubvunza kuti mungatiudzawo here kuti sekuona kwenyu imimi zvakamira sei musarudzo dziri kutevera chii chichange chichiitika sekuona kwenyu.
Mubvunzo uyu wakaoma. Unonge unoda kuti ndiite sekunge ndinokwanisa kuprofita. Pande womesera
motombo profita honorable.
Ora idende yeze inini za kuprofita mera nenye andiye wando wevanhu kadzi nechete. Inini ndikuona kunge sarudzo dzatikupinda idzi nehurombo kusvika ndikuona kunge pachave paine vanhu kadzi vanenge vaine ushomu vande wando ushoma wakaderera pane watinaye ari zvino parizi ndotaura mukusemu paramende paramende vanhukadzi varimo ka 34% tiripo nekuti asi tiripo nekuti pane kota yevanhukadzi vakauya vari 60 dai muparamende yapfuura inoi vachapedzisira iri kupindai asi huwandu hwevanhukadzi vane masiti muparamende hwakatoderera kupfuura hwakanga huripo pasati pauya ava 60 asi vachapfuura vachapera muna 2023 ndikudaro nekuti ndikuona pachiitwa makwishi makwishi acho anyatsokunyangowo chaiwo akanyanya saka pese panenge zvanyanya dzonzerwa dzonzerwa vanhu vakaita zvinobva zvatinyanyei kuvanhu kana mapati mapoka ezvematongerwo enyika anotanga iye zvakadimburana dambburana anowanzotora vanhukadzi nokuti anotungamirirwa nevanhurume kazhinji vanhu varume ndovanotanga vatiwa zvinekati zvikara sandirikuona zvikuri pamwe zvicharamba zvakadaro kuenda kumakanzuru chaiko tine nyika isina zvakare uwandu hwevanhukadzi vari mumakanzuru ushoma shoma chaizvo chaizvo uri ushoma pane hwemuparamende ndirikuona handisi kumboona pachiitwa matanho ekuti zvivedzere apa paifanhu hunge pakaitwa pari zvino dai tanga tatotsikisa mutemo anonzi maelectoral reforms aya anotsindura mutemo wesarudzo kuti section 17 iri mukumbiro yedu yakanyatsotaura kunzi panofanirwa kutorwa matanho anosanganisira mutemo kuti nepanovhotwa pave nekuringana pakati nepakati izvi hazvina kuitwa nanhasi maelectoral reforms apo saka ndirikuona kunge zvichati nesi uyezve
apo ndombokubatai muromo honorable nguva yedu yadyanana saka tinomboti tiende kuna asisistandakile vamboti dedede nesindebele tozodzoka zvenyu kwamuri asi nguva yedu yadyanana batai makadaro sister Shila maita basa muve nezuva rakanaka sister
yeroenda
yes mbongelayo uShila Mamoyo umlaleli lo unkosazana Jesse Majome lokhe behlafuna lolu daba kodwa ke unkosazana Sibanda ungasitshela nje isikhathi esikambile ningakho zafinqa ngamafitshane nguzwe usithi isikhathi lokho sikhona mhlawumbe kuyathembisa ukuthi ungaba lokubambana ku-MDC njalo ekunyundiselana ayi sizayikhuluma kwelinye la ungaqhubekela phambili nje usitshele ukuthi nguzwile usithi isikhathi lokho sikhona mhlawumbe bayakhulumisana ubusithini lapha
sikubona isikhathi sisasekhona ukuthi bangakhona ukuthi bakhulumisa njengoba vela ngabantu ababevele besebenza ndawonye
kukhona okuzwileyo yini kukhona okuzwileyo
yini noma hayi angeke ngitsho ukuthi kukhona engikuzwileyo but ngokukhangela nje lami ngokucabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabe ngahlala phansi bekhulumisana bevumelane okukhona okuyiko okwabenza baze baxabana
Yes, yabonga ngakushiyele lokugcina ke ngonkosikazi Winnie Mandela lokuthi unceda njani abesifazane.
Isikhathi sesikhambile. Sibonge ke unkosazana Lwazi Sibanda ebesixoxa laye ngosithandekile mhla.
And would like to thank Honorable Jesima Jome and all the listeners that were able to join in our program. I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye here on the Women's Roundtable. You have a very good night.